What's up, my Nygmas? Welcome into DC On Screen, episode 380. Today we're going to get super spoilery on Gotham 317, The Primal Riddle. I am your host, David C. Robertson. This is my co-host, Jason Goss.
Hello.
To recap, Barbara enlists Nygma's help in discovering Gotham's secret ruling class. Nygma, now officially the Riddler, kidnaps the mayor to try to draw them out. In the end, Jim agrees to take the Riddler to the court in exchange for the mayor's life. The court stows Ed away for a rainy day, while Jim, having shown his loyalty to the court by turning Riddler over, finally joins the court. Meanwhile, Penguin and Ivy recruit Mr. Fries and Firefly, and there's trouble in paradise between Barbara and Tabitha. Also, Dobble Bruce is dying, but he wants to save Selina from whatever the court is up to. He tries to have a talk with her, but ends up tossing her out of a window instead.
Yeah, a bit of a change of plans. I had a pretty
Do
good time.
I really look like the kind of guy who has a plan.
Yeah. I had a pretty good time with the episode, though. I mean,
it was okay.
It wasn't their best work, but it was good. There were a bunch of really good moments. But,
yeah.
Leslie was not one of them, man. I'm still just not digging this.
I know, right? Like,
you know something.
I don't know, man. She's not wrong.
She has this vendetta. Like, they put her in a corner. I think that may be what you're going for, is they're not giving her anything to work with.
Well, they're not, and she just kind of shows up to be a jerk to Jim for just a minute, and it's just making her seem like a bad character.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I mean, that is the point of it, though, is they have made her static, and that's where you go wrong with a character, generally, is when mm-hmm. And the painful part about that was, you know, she's transitioned now from a dynamic character that we love to a static character that's doing nothing but pouring vitriol on the main character that's still dynamic. That's not good for anybody.
Yeah.
I can't expect Miranda to pull herself out of it. Like, she's not going to transcend that, you know, pigeonhole.
No. And, you know, Riddler's theatrics are wearing on me. Like, he's getting a little more Jim Carrey every episode, and I'm getting more and more tired of it.
I liked it, except when he was introducing himself. I liked his demeanor for the most part. It's just when he like stopped to say like who he was, it was like, oh man, you need to pull that back a little bit. Pull it back a little bit.
The little wrist flourishes, I could really do without.
It was the wrist. Now, I like the stuff with the hat. That was solid. That was good.
I don't know, man.
Prop work with the hat, but
I don't know. If he gets that cane, he's going to be like Phil Hartman in that episode of News Radio with the cane. Like,
yeah.
Tap, tap, tap on the, you know, oh my gosh, go away.
I kind of wonder when they'll pull him out again. I don't think we've seen the end of him by any stretch, but...
Oh, no.
You know, the court says, like, we surely can find a use for an intellect like his or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Which was weird. I liked a lot of the episode as far as that goes. Like, a lot of it made sense. It was fun to watch him. I mean, it really was. But there's a moment kind of at the end there where I went from really liking something to really being confused. Because Jim tries to give him up, or Jim gives him up. And they're sitting there in the car waiting for the court to show up. And Jim, like, reminds him of this good meal they had one time when, like, he considered him a friend. And I thought, like, that was a cute moment, you know? Like,
yeah.
it was nice, and then there was the nice retort about, like, you know, friendships always end in betrayal, so what's the point? And, like, even James saying, like, well, still... Jim, sorry. But yeah, I liked that moment. And then there's the moment afterwards where, like, he meets, you know, the court and just, like, surrenders.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you gotta think, if you're him, you're thinking, I'm still the smartest guy in the room. I'll surrender. You can have my gun. But I'm gonna figure out what's going on in there, and then I'm gonna get myself out somehow. I mean, I can... That makes sense to me that he's thinking that. It just kind of... It seemed weirdly kind of anticlimactic.
It didn't to me, because he is so obsessed. He has to know the answer to that riddle.
Yeah, but it seemed like the riddle was, who are they? And he figured that out. But now he's got to know their inner workings, I guess. And that's fine. I can deal with it. It just kind of hit me as strange. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
It just seemed like he would have another plan other than, you know, all-out surrender or get in the back seat.
He probably does, but, you know.
You think we'll see a lot of them or a little of them for the remainder? We've got, what, 5 more episodes?
I don't think we'll see much of them at all.
I think it's going to be a glimpse, if anything.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
That's not to say that, you know, me saying, ah, to Riddler doesn't mean I don't want to see him again. Though, I enjoy him for the most part.
But they would kind of have to do a little bit what they did last season, where the last few episodes he was trying to get out of something. Like, he was trying to get out of the asylum for how many episodes that season? Around this time?
I don't know.
That would be kind of a fun running theme. Last five episodes of every season, Nygma gets out of something.
Eh. I don't know. They could go a lot of interesting or fun places with him, or both.
They could. I did like that the character himself, not Corey Michael Smith's acting, but the character Riddler himself is having the time of his life. Like, he's enjoying He's enjoying this so much. There's just like stacked bricks of money behind him. Robbed three banks in one night. Like, he can't just go get the mayor. He has to tell him first and then do this like actually pretty well written and pretty well schemed plan. Like, I was impressed with the plan as far as the writers went. I thought it was good, and the hospital scene in particular looked great. It was kind of fun.
Yeah, and it doesn't make any sense that they would keep making Aubrey James the mayor, except that Richard Kind is so amazing.
I do love him.
He's so funny.
He is. There's a point where like he thinks he's gonna blow up, and he like covers his head. I'm not sure what that was gonna do. It's a neck bomb, man. Yeah, he cracks me up every time. But he's perfect for this because it's like a politician that you can't take seriously. And you know he's in somebody's pocket and he's kind of weak, you know? He is perfect for that role, I think.
But he's also a really good dramatic actor. Like that bit where he's sitting there just looking just completely out of it and dazed. And he says, "You don't get it. We're both dead."
Yeah, yeah. He did well there.
He made me believe it.
Mm-hmm. I loved Butch's eat shit grin. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. You see it hit Tabitha's... You see it come across her face, the like, how will I ever be, you know, king of the underground? You mean we? You know, all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
And just Butch in the background going, "Bitch, I told you."
Yep.
I loved it. Had a wonderful time with that. I feel like Butch went and ordered drinks around, like, drinks for the house, on me, right after that scene closed.
I still enjoy Butch. I'm happy he's back, and it's like they brought him back, and he's not under Penguin's control anymore. Mm-hmm. And then we've barely seen him.
I hate barely seeing him. I hate barely seeing him. I mean, he was a wonderful part of the show so far. I hate that he's been marginalized to some extent, but man, when he shows up, it's a lot of fun.
It is. I was happy to see that the Doppler Bruce, whatever.
Doppel Bruce.
I'm happy to see he's dying.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't want that story to just be out there. I would like his story to end.
I enjoy what David Mazouz is doing with him. I like the intricacies of how he's playing him differently. Yeah. I enjoy that a lot.
And I like him even throwing his voice a little bit off.
Yeah.
Like, even that little bit is just pretty well done.
But I also don't want him to keep going with this storyline.
I just don't want that storyline to be available forever.
Yeah.
I do want it to have an end, and I want it to have an end soon. Still, though, you know, let's cut straight to Selena there. Like, maybe my favorite line in their little argument was he wants to save Selena, and she says, like, the difference between you and Bruce Wayne is he would try to save everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And then we cut right to the Michelle Pfeiffer scene.
Yeah, which, ugh.
It's the same problem I've always had. What the fuck are the cats going to do? And I looked at the promo for next week and the synopsis for next week. And sure enough, like, there's going to be some Poison Ivy trickery to bringing her back to life, which I am way more happy with than magical cat lady thing. I mean, I'm okay with the little shout out to the falling out the window and the cats crawling on her. That's cool. I mean, I can deal with that as long as that's not what we're doing. But until I saw that synopsis, and I, like, as soon as I finished this episode, I angrily looked up the synopsis for the next episode and, like, watched the promo. I was like, oh, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
I was in heat. I had to find out, is this what's going to happen? Because this is bullshit. Yeah.
Like, why would you choose that movie? That stepping off point for Catwoman's origin. Why? The most bizarre thing that they've ever done.
One of the least impressive moments in DC on screen's history. Not ours. The actual DC being on screen is the cat revival.
Well, I mean, not only that, but they have, not only do they have that huge allusion to Batman Returns here with Selina, but freaking Nathan Darrow's Mr. Fries keeps making ice puns. I'm like, why do you just show, why is the, why Gotham?
Why do we take the worst thing from Schwarzenegger's version?
And we have Corey Michael Smith doing, like, wrist flourishes and acting like Carrie's Riddler. Stop showing us your mangled Batman dick.
Yeah.
These are not the good things that we should be showing people.
No. No. No, these are the genital warts. This is not the, no. This is not the part you show people, if you can help it.
I thought it was funny that no one in the hospital was concerned with the awful sounds of a woman getting shot over the PA.
Yeah, yeah, everyone moves about their day. Yep, Gotham. What if? Although I have to give the show credit, in general. Again, back, I have to give the writers, whoever, and I think there was like a teleplay by a story play. I think it was like a several people worked on the episode kind of deal. But whoever's idea it was to do a diabetes based kidnapping, I think that's the first one I've ever seen, and probably the last one I'll ever see.
The line made me laugh though.
Oh yeah.
Where'd you get those?
It was just a very original idea. I liked it.
An appreciative citizen. Why? Like, you moron. I've eaten too many of these Danishes.
Yeah. Now, one thing, though, that was... I kind of... You know, Penguin collecting his team, I kind of wish it was new faces, to some extent.
Yeah. I could see that.
I like, some part of me kind of wished we'd, like, get introductions to new characters and new villains and, like... But I'm okay with, you know, this ragtag team of people we've already met. I do feel like if we meet these people, they're probably is this the back half of the season is called The Rise of the Heroes, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like this team, whoever we're getting together, is probably going to be brought down, and then we have an opportunity in season four if it happens. That's still not official.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Oh, it is renewed. Official? Oh, I missed that. Absolutely. Okay. Well, good news. So season four then. Breaking news. Season four, then, we have an opportunity to go into new places. I kind of, like, at first I thought, I kind of wish they'd introduce. And then I did the math on it and kind of thought, yeah, well, that means they can wrap up these characters this season and start some new ones next. I'm okay. I'm good here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Bruce can, you know, get thrown into a sewer at some point and meet Killer Croc or something, you know?
Yeah.
We can
He's just down there. He's just down there watching BET.
Yeah. Yeah. We could have some fun with that. Oh, maybe my favorite moment of the episode, the way Firefly quits her job.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was funny. And I kind of
had a few.
And you know, it's a little cathartic, right? Like, how many times have you wanted to do something that abrasive on the way out the door? Like, I wish I could throw a series of knives at you.
I've wanted to on the way inside the door.
Yeah. Yeah. And all the time inside the door.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, a lot of times, especially when you're younger, you quit a job and you're like, and what you're really thinking is, I want to wait till you're leaving tonight and run over you in the parking lot. And it comes out, I just don't think I fit here. I should probably leave. I just don't think this is the place for me.
This is my fault. Please just give me a good recommendation.
Yeah. And in the course of you saying that, there's two other homicidal fantasies that show up.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on the grade of asshole the person was to you.
So,
Oh, and Alfred's onto the clone a little bit. I mean, it's a neat deflection with the Selina story, sure. But, you know, he's too clever.
Oh, yeah. But I like that the clone is actually, he actually cares about Alfred to some degree. Though, you know, when he cares for people, he throws them out of windows, so, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and, you know, I thought when he was defending himself to the court and saying, like, no, I'm attached to you. I thought he was actually talking about Alfred until he showed up at Selina's house.
Sure.
So that was a well-done little turn. But... He does. You can tell he cares about Alfred. You just can. I mean, it's a clone, and he's ostensibly evil, but it's also like a kid who showed up in the middle of nowhere, and these are people who are finally treating him like a human being, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
Like, this is a first for him. He's going to get attached. There's no way.
Yeah.
No way to get around that.
I think the highlight in this episode for me was Penguin, you know, and that's not a big surprise.
Mm-hmm.
From Do Not Call Me Pingy.
That was great.
To,
I wish it had been Pingers, though.
Yeah. Riddler, how long did he have to think about that one?
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah, no.
And I loved
there's, like,
Enigma's...
a little bit of respect. Like, you can almost see it in Robin Lord Taylor's eyes. Like, he does a good job of like mocking him a little bit, but you can tell he kind of wants to like pound his chest a little bit. Like, that's yeah. my boy. That's my boy. Get him.
They on the news when they're watching the news, like, and they're talking about Nygma getting away. There's like, they have this ridiculous picture of him with his mouth like wide open, mm-hmm. like maniacally grinning, and it is like one of the funniest things I've ever seen on Gotham.
I remember the shot. That was good.
He looks like friggin' the announcer Joel from Late Night with Conan O'Brien.
Yeah, no, it looks like you. That's like the look someone has when they just figure out they were like, you go to a surprise party and someone walks in, and just after being really scared, they get really happy. That was the like maniacal grin of someone who's gone from fear to elation in about
either that or
0.75 seconds.
Either that or it's the resting face for like a morning talk show host.
Yes.
It's like, is that Kelly Ripa? No, it's just Ed.
Yeah, I fear those people. I mean, for real, I fear those people. I don't know what to do with someone who's constantly smiling. Baffles me.
Yeah, best line of the episode goes to Bullock, as always.
As always. It's either Bullock or Alfred. Hamlet?
Is this Hamlet? I guess he wasn't meant to be.
Oh, yeah, that was good. That was good.
And next week we've got Jim demanding a seat on the court. We've got, it looks like Barnes is doing something. Looks
yeah, like he was busting out of his little shackles, and people will be judged, I suppose.
Yeah. And Bruce is in training.
Yeah. I'm still excited about Bruce's training. I could do an episode just watching Bruce train. I'd be pretty happy.
Yeah. I think that's it. I think that's all I've got.
Yeah, I'm good to go.
It feels a little weird because I feel like it should be closer to the end of the season, and it's not.
I know it's not. They're going to run like this. The other shows. Every one of the shows we cover, in case anyone's wondering, is running straight through to the end right now. Like, just turn on your TV, you'll know when it's the finale because it'll feel like a finale. And you know, that being said, this show felt like a show leading up to a finale. Like, I felt like there were a lot of things being put on deck.
Yeah.
But yeah, like everything's going to run straight through, and like Gotham's going to run until I think a couple weeks in June.
Yeah.
Like, of the shows we cover, it's the last one that will have its finale.
Yeah. What I was saying though is like all the other shows we cover are like a lot closer to their finales than Gotham is.
Yeah.
So it just feels weird that they're kind of not there yet.
Now, luckily I watch Gotham and Lucifer before I watch the CW shows.
Yeah,
so it doesn't like draw me out of it. So like I'll watch this and I'll be like, oh, this is the temper over here, and then I get to the CW shows and everything ramps up, you know, because you can tell they're aiming toward the end.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's all I've got on Gotham 317. How about you, buddy?
Yeah, man.
All right, we're gonna be coming back with Lucifer 215, Deceptive Little Parasite. We're proud members of the Giant Size Team Up Network, giantsizeteamup.com, and if you want every free episode, which is all of them, mm-hmm. of DC On Screen, check out dconscreen.com. We're on Twitter and Facebook, DC On Screen, one word, and you can leave feedback, and we'll talk about it on the shows. And until then, guys, keep some DC on your screen.